The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
It's time to go to the movies with our Matt O'Lean. And this week, Matt, you went to a movie with a very intriguing title and a true story behind it. Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah, this is going into one of my favorite movies of 2018. Now, we haven't seen everything yet. There's a lot of stuff coming in December, but this is right up there. One of the best films I've seen this year. Director Mariel Heller, who also directed Diary of a Teenage Girl a couple years ago, which was an interesting movie, takes the director's chair for this one. This is the true story of Lee Israel. Now, she was a writer of biographies in the 90s. She's played by Melissa McCarthy, and she needs money. She's not – her books aren't selling. She can't get a gig. And she sort of happens on to an old letter by Fanny Bryce, the famed vaudevillian, and she gets an idea. It's all in the trailer. There's no giveaways here, to start typing up letters from famous people, but she's misquoting them. She's putting her own quotes in, and she tries to sell them to make money. But of course, these are forgeries. Now, she invents quotes by Noel Coward, Dorothy Parker, Lillian Hellman, people like this. And that's where the film goes. It's fascinating, her little conversations with booksellers as she goes in to try to sell these things, and they're very interested. And yes, I'd be very interested in this. But of course, the con is on. The game is afoot. And what Heller does so well in this film is she makes the process of writing interesting on screen. That sometimes is something hard to pull off in movies, Doug, is the process of a writer being a writer. And sometimes that doesn't come off very cinematically, but it does in this. There's suspense that she builds with what McCarthy is doing. There's empathy toward McCarthy and her character, even though she's a very unlikable character. She's not nice to people. The only really friend she has is a cat. And McCarthy is really good in this role. I've heard a couple people say, well, it's kind of just a variation on sort of the one-liners and the characters that she's played since Bridesmaids. But I think she digs a lot deeper here. She's already gotten some awards buzz. I think she's going to get a Best Actress nomination. You can tell the anguish in her face when she doesn't connect with the person that she wants to connect with. And so I think this is the best performance she's ever given. She's unsympathetic. It's kind of a character with warts and all. You get a very pared to the bone, right up against the marrow of what she is like as a person. And McCarthy's fabulous. I want to also credit Richard E. Grant, who is getting some supporting actor buzz already. He's already got the New York Film Critics supporting actor. He's a veteran British actor. People will know his face. He's phenomenal as kind of this streetwise hustler that she met before at a party, and he becomes her kind of accomplice in crime, and he's really good in this role. It's a role that could earn him an Oscar after all these years. He's about 60 years old. He's funny. He's sympathetic. He's touching. I won't give you his backstory, his character's backstory, because that's really crucial to what's going on here, especially what's going on in the early 90s. I also love how Heller makes New York City a character. We get New York City in the winter, Doug. There's snow, all these little bookshops she goes into. So New York City becomes a character, much like Woody Allen has made New York City a very interesting character in his films. It's a very good film. It's not a very long film. Doesn't outstay its welcome. It's fascinating, and I really loved it.
I was reminded of John Irving, who wrote that unauthorized and fraudulent or autobiography. He was going to write it about her. Howard Hughes.
Clifford Irving, not John Irving. Clifford Irving.
Yes. And this is years and years ago, and he supposedly forged letters from Howard Hughes. And Howard Hughes, who was a recluse at the time, famously made a phone call and said, it's not authorized. And that house of cards just collapsed.
Yeah, that's kind of what this is about, is she needs money. And she's actually proud of her writing in the film. She's very proud of how she thinks Dorothy Parker would have written a letter to someone, or what she thinks Noel Coward would have written in a letter to Peter O'Toole or someone like that, a friend. And so she's proud of that. She's a good writer, but it's not her words. And that's of course, the great rub. Whether you're doing a film review or writing a book, you have to be very careful not to lift people's phrases. And it becomes a huge issue on college campuses, as you know, Doug, with kids lifting stuff without citing their sources. So it's really fascinating to me how they made a good movie out of this character, because she is not a sympathetic character. What I like, too, is that this film never gets sentimental. It could have easily gotten sentimental. It could have easily been very triggered in terms of kind of the what it's trying to make the audience feel. It never does that. These are non-likable characters. Richard E. Grant doesn't play a likable character either. But you sort of keep watching, and you sort of do have some empathy toward them at the end. You know, how we get to that end, people are going to have to go see this film and find out for themselves. But I liked the unsentimental approach.
And Lee Israel wrote this memoir.
Yes, she did.
So it's
about her forgery.
Kind of comes full circle in a way here.
It does. It's a really good film. I really encourage people to go see it. I think McCarthy and Grant are going to be both right in there with Oscar nominations.
Oh, I was reminded when I was looking into the film that Melissa McCarthy, besides being a stand-up comic and, of course, having all those wild roles she's done, like in The Bridesmaids, was a member of the Actors Studio, so she's got some serious chops.
She does have chops, and you see it in this film. I really was impressed with what she did. At first, when the film starts, it feels like I'm watching Melissa McCarthy. And after a while, I feel like I'm watching this very morose New York writer that I didn't know anything about. So she does disappear into the character. She does it very effectively, and there's no comedy here. There's little one-liners. But we get backstory of how her failed relationships she's had with people, and that anguish is delivered by McCarthy in a very effective way.
Well, I mentioned we talked about Clifford Irving and Howard Hughes and all that kind of thing. So I was, you know, struggling with an Oscar trivia question this week, and the one I came up with I think is way too easy for you, but here we go, because our listeners might be intrigued by this. Who was the screenwriter who was awarded an Oscar under a pseudonym because he had to write clandestinely?
Dalton Trumbo, and I think he won two of them.
He did, but one actually used a pseudonym, and that...
Roman Holiday?
No, that used the primary, the front writer, the brave one.
The brave one, yes, that's right, right.
And he wrote that screenplay as Robert Rich, a name he borrowed from a nephew of one of the producers.
And I encourage people to see the movie Trumbo, starring Bryan Cranston, that came out about 3 years ago. Fascinating about how he writes the scripts to Spartacus and Exodus, and they're competing to who's going to reveal his name first.
And as you've said, Kirk Douglas, who's now over a century old, famously helped Dalton Trumbo get that credit.
Yeah, Kirk has said that's the proudest moment of his artistic life.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.